Okay, so we're trying a new thing today. I'm going to see how my voice actually feels. So you're going to probably listen to my voice just like, I don't know. Very chill, relaxed. I'm in my hammock. And so I'm trying this new thing where I just have hammock talks, and I don't actually have like something specific in mind. I'm just like trying to see where this goes. I do have something in mind, but I'm not like just sticking to that if that is not how this goes. I'm literally just letting myself flow, so just trying this out. If you're listening to this, then that means that I loved how this went and I'm sharing it with you. And if not, then I'll just delete it. But I'm just rambling. And I guess that's kind of like the idea of this, just like rambles. So I'm sitting here in my hammock. I'm on my period. And I have decided that when I'm on my period, I will rest. I will fucking rest as much as I can and without guilt. And, you know, to be honest, like, it's difficult. It is very difficult to rest without guilt. And I guess because we've been just, like, induced, basically. They put it in our heads that we have to be on this hustle mode all the time, or that we have to just in Spanish my mom would say like tienes que, I don't even know how would my mom say it, but basically it's like get over your shit and then just do whatever you gotta do, right? Like but the thing is, like, what does that mean? What does that even mean? What is do whatever you gotta do even mean? What if what I have to do is actually rest? I'm gonna be completely honest and say I have been feeling burnt out completely for the past, I don't even know how long anymore. And no matter what I do, I just can't, like, the low days, the days where I feel, like, so exhausted are much more than the days when I actually feel good and energized. And I think it's because I've been, like, pressuring myself so much to live a fucking neurotypical life when in fact I am neurodivergent, right? I have ADHD. And aside from having ADHD, I have anxiety and I have panic disorder. Oh my God, this is so relaxing. This is so good. Being in my hammock is just so freaking relaxing. I can be here for hours if my back doesn't start hurting. Anyway, so yeah, I feel like we don't give our bodies what we're really supposed to give our bodies. And when it comes to when we're on our period, I mean, come on, ladies, we all know. We know what we fucking deal with. We know that we deal. It's not just like bleeding, right? Which is uncomfortable. Which by the way, I'm free bleeding, meaning I'm wearing no pads, no tampons, none of that. Just wearing dark clothes. But shit, I lost my train of thought. It's not just the fucking bleeding. It's the cramping, and not just like the abdominal cramping, like your legs hurt too, and sometimes your anus. And then, you know, we get like our breasts, like a week before, 2 weeks before we get our periods, our breasts are also hurting. And then the mood swings and the tiredness, and then the wanting to eat all the junk food and sugar, and that sugar making us feel just worse. Like, I mean, we deal with so much shit. So much shit when, you know, through our menstrual cycle. And it's not even just when we're on our period. Like, 2 weeks before that, we start PMSing, right? We start with the freaking, again, our fucking boobs hurt. And we start dealing with this, with the mood swings. The fucking mood swings just drive me crazy. That's 2 weeks before, right? So it's 2 weeks of like, premenstrual, like before our menstrual. And then the fucking week of, and if you're like me, well, lately I feel like the free bleeding is kind of like gaslighting my that's so funny. I feel like because I free, like, do free bleeding, I'm gaslighting my period into thinking it's over. And so my days are lasting, they're not lasting that much as before. I used to have like 9 day periods, and now I have like 3-4 day periods, which is actually nice. My first 2 days are super heavy, and then the third and the fourth are like more on the, you know, just like lighter side. But I wonder if, damn, that's crazy. I wonder if I'm gaslighting myself, my body, into thinking like, oh, period's over. Now wearing a pad, so period must be over. And so, yeah, they don't last that long. I don't know. Anybody know the science behind it? Let me know. Send me a DM. You can, you know, find me on Instagram as the Itzel Perez. But that's an interesting conversation that we can have. But yeah, basically the week of having your period, you're dealing, right, with the symptoms. And then it's like 1 week out of the entire month, and not even the full week. I feel like I have like 3 days of just like feeling at my best and feeling pretty and amazing. And then the rest, I just feel like shit. The rest of the month, I just feel like shit, dealing with all of that. I've tried many things. I've tried, like, cycle syncing and stuff like that. But that's also very overwhelming. And it's hard to, like, keep track of. When then I'm also dealing with ADHD, which... ADHD, you know, some of the symptoms are like forgetting stuff, feeling overwhelmed, and then also the tiredness, right? Like dealing with low levels of dopamine. And so all of the everything, and then anxiety, and then the stress of being a single mom, and then the stress of sometimes not having enough money, but still not qualifying for freaking government help, like food stamps. It's just very, I mean, how are y'all, how is anybody else like doing? And okay, this is so funny because I feel like right now I'm in this like, ugh, feeling. But honestly, I've done so much work on myself that I know that I'll be okay tomorrow. It's just right now, it's like, how? I'm such a fucking, I'm Wonder Woman. My sister-in-law, or ex-sister-in-law, she's still like my best friend. she sent me the other day the new Miley Cyrus song, Wonder Woman. I don't know if it's new, it's probably just like a couple of months old, but I hadn't heard it. And oh my God, I was like sobbing and crying. And I was like, you know what? Like, women, even though we go through so much shit, like, we still find beauty through life, through our children, through motherhood. We deal with crazy amounts. It's like an abundance of nastiness sometimes. Again, the periods and then anxiety and then becoming, like, you know, motherhood. And motherhood, as beautiful as it is, it's also very challenging. And then the mood swings. And then we're, I 100% believe we're connected to the moon. And so that also affects us. And it's like this roller coaster, right? We're like in this roller coaster, just going up and down, and just being great, like life being crazy, right? And we still manage to be nurturers. We still manage to be creators, to create. We still manage to create life. We're fucking powerhouses. We're Wonder Woman. We're just, I feel like right now I'm just like appreciating women so much. Like, women should be fucking highly, highly, highly appreciated, especially by men. And I just fucking empowered myself right now because I was just like feeling a little shitty. And there you go. I just coached myself. That's the thing. Like, life is life. And you know, as women, we have to deal with all this shit. But we're so powerful. And we're so amazing that we're still able to find beauty amidst all the chaos that life brings us. So if you made it this far, I guess this is just a reminder that you are woman, and just the fact that you are a woman, the fact that you're a woman, that's just like enough to let you know how much of a beauty you are. You are wonderful. You're amazing. You're just like so powerful. And you're so strong because you're here. You're here. You're listening to this. And if you're listening to this, that means you're breathing. And if you're still breathing, that means that you are, have already gone through so much shit, and you have tackled, you've overcome all of the struggles. And yes, maybe you're still struggling, but you're still going at it. And that is just magical as fuck. So that was just a little, yeah, that was just my little something for today. I hope that you enjoyed my little ramble and that you ended up feeling empowered just like I did. And I hope you have an amazing day, a cozy as fuck day, like the way I'm having right now. And be gentle with yourself, practice self-grace, self-love, self-compassion. And yeah, sending you so much love from myself and the universe.